Srini Sarapalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Srini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. He's a sought-after speaker, teacher, and mentor to many on the subjects of business and personal success. Srini offers many training programs to individuals and corporations alike, regarded by many of the world's foremost speakers and trainers as a true transformational expert. Srini's radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the USA and beyond. Srini has addressed over 1 million people through his seminars, workshops, and presentations. Over 400,000 people listen to Srini's Success Talk on a daily basis across various radio and TV channels worldwide. Set the altitude of your expectations high, and here is Srini Sarapalli.
Good evening, Silicon Valley. Good evening, Bay Area. Thank you for tuning in. This is Success with Srini, and I am Srini Sarapalli. And every Tuesday from 6:30 to 7, I am here with an intent to have an incredible conversation with you, about your goals, about your commitments, about your achievements, all your desires, with a firm belief that if you shift the belief, we shift our beliefs, then we can achieve some incredible things, okay? That's the belief with which I come. I sell that belief on air. I sell the belief that if you simply shift your beliefs, you can achieve anything. Of course, when we're talking about beliefs, you're talking about our emotions. Emotions are always a direct outcome, well, of our thoughts, but thoughts and our emotions both are circular anyway. So if you're not finding success, if you're not finding the things that otherwise you thought that you could accomplish, but somehow things are not happening for you, somehow you're feeling the roadblocks, somehow you're feeling the chokes, somehow something is not working, then the chances are that somewhere deep within, you have some conflicting emotions. And depending upon which emotion you go with, is dependent on the belief system that you carry, you see? So, and I talk about hypnosis. I say we can desensitize the emotions, we can replace the belief system, and if somebody is willing, we can completely create a new future. And that's my pretty much the voice on air all these years. So thank you for tuning in. We are in for an incredible 30 minutes here. Now, beyond this time, beyond this show, if you want to listen to this recording, then all you have to do is go to srinisaripalli.com. That's where the recording of this show is available to you. If you have an iOS device, then you can subscribe to the podcast. And if you do subscribe to the podcast, please give me a 5-star rating. Not because I'm doing a good show, just because I put a lot of effort into this, okay? I think a lot before I come on air. The recording of the show as is goes in as a podcast. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. I have two announcements to make, okay? 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. And I want you to take that number down because the chances are in just a minute, I'm going to be announcing something big and I think it's going to change your life. I honestly believe this is going to change your life. So 888-818-0404 is the number. Now, I have no idea how many are listening. Nobody has an idea. We are on radio. No, we don't know. But we know for sure that for every caller who calls in, there are 30, 40, 50, 60 people listening. And if it's a big signal and a grand signal, like Bali 92.3 FM is, then nearly about 100 people are listening for every one caller calling in, at least. There's some stats on this also. That being said, two announcements. Announcement number one is last week, I came in and said, how books changed my life. If you are in a hurry and you want the best, I get this question. I meet people in all different setups. Sometimes I meet them in grocery stores. Sometimes I meet them in some in some private gatherings and public gatherings and all kinds of places. And I get this question, you know, what is the ultimate secret to success? What is this? I hear your show. You talk about success. I mean, if you really listen to this show and if you're a subscriber listening to this show, you know this show is less about success and is more about learning from failures. Okay, so, but people ask that question, you know, is there anything that you can share very quickly? I got to go. What is the secret to success? And they kind of frame their questions. And over the years, I struggled with the answer. Sometimes I said, you know, you got to really dig into your passions. And last show I talked about by saying you got to learn how to not to stop the flow. You got to be in sync with the flow of life. So I gave, I learned to give all kinds of answers. But then here is the best answer. The best way to really help someone who is in a hurry when it comes down to success is to literally give them a book and take a commitment from them that they will read the book. Okay, so give them a book and take a commitment from them that they will read the book. You know, the truth of the matter is people don't read books. I can tell you right now with an absolute certainty, I can bet my life on this, that if I step into your living room, family room, maybe living room, maybe your bedroom, maybe your garage, there are books right now that you have in your possession that, two things, one, you have not read them. Two, first thing, you have the books, for sure. There are books that are to be found there. And the second part is, and majority of those books you have not read, at least not the way that we say when it comes down to reading a book is, which is to read the book from the beginning to the end. Most people don't go beyond third chapter. This is the truth. Now, one of my mentors once said, if you ever want to hide your passwords, your checking account numbers, your social security number, and all the secret code to the locker in which you are going to leave all the money and all your assets to your great-great-great-great-grandchild, then all you have to do is write down all those details in the chapter 4 of a book, publish it, spread 100 or 200 copies, and then eventually your grandchild or great-grandchild will find the book and they'll find the key. Others will not. Others won't. Okay? This is the sad story. We have all the devices to get, well, we have all the technologies, we have all the devices within our fingertips, yet we cannot consume, we cannot complete. I mean, I talk to people, people tell me, oh, I heard your show, well, you know, yesterday, well, last week, a month ago, and I said, how far did you listen and did you hear me talk about this concept or that concept? And they're like, no, I had to drop off. See, this is a 30-minute show, and then if you stay with me, I may, you know, depending upon how many callers call in, what kind of conversations we have, I can drive a point, okay? But going back to my original point, which is the best way to really help someone is to give them a book and take a commitment from them that if they read the book, their life will change. And I did that in the last show. I was here. I said, I believe Benjamin who called in, I said, I'm going to ship you a book. And he was the only caller calling in last week. So, and I started thinking about this, and today, here's my first announcement, and that is, I'm going to continue this kind of this process. I won't call it a tradition, but a process. I have done this in the past, where I've given away books, because I believe that no matter how much I talk, how much I share here, no matter who talks, it doesn't matter. Ultimately, a book will change your life if you read one. So some of the books have changed my life. So today on air, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give away one book and to a caller on this show today. And I'm going to ship that book to you. Now, all I need is, you know, I have an incredible, I give away about nearly, 8,000 books already out, donated, gifted them away, things like that. I have few books remaining in my library. Some of them I have read, some I have not. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't catch up. Because I got started reading books late. And even though I could finish one book in every 3.5 days at the peak of my performance, a couple of books in a week, I was not able to complete all the books that I thought I would complete in the time frame that I had in my mind. So that means, in other words, if you start, the best time to start reading a book is today. And the best time to start a book was 10 years ago. So we are here today, and if you haven't started yet reading, then here is your opportunity. I want to gift you one of the books that changed my life. So the number in the studio is 888-818-0404. Now, when you call in, a couple of things, okay? I want your name and where you're calling from. And by the way, every book that I have read changed my life. I don't have any preference on, you know, people ask me, good book. And a great book, which great book that you read and which good books that you recommend? I don't know. I have read them as much as I can. And all of them, they sound good. And all of them have something to teach me. And I don't think that I would have known anything better than what these books have taught me. Okay. I'm very clear in my thinking when I say that. So 888-818-0404. The first caller gets the book by default. By the way, these are self-improvement books. Okay, these are self-improvement books. They're going to improve a certain aspect of you. This is a book that is going to inspire you, motivate you, position you for the next level of success if you commit some time and read it. Now, I'm not saying you can't buy this book. I am not saying that you cannot get this book on your Kindle or on your iPad or whatever. That's not the point. The point is I want to have the privilege of sending this book to you. And I want to start building a relationship with you. Okay, you 10, 15, 20 years from today, you will tell, you know, a friend of yours or your son or your grandson or whatever, that listen, I heard a show and I got this book from this guy on air. Okay, he said that this book changed his life. I read this book. This book is good. You should read this book. So this is how the virus of knowledge spreads. Okay, so I'm going to give one book away and I can do these shows every week, and I can give away one book every minute. I still cannot empty my backlog, honestly, that many books I have. One book I'm going to give away today on air. Now, the first caller who calls in gets it by default. If there are more callers, then we're going to go into a draw. I think, you will win it anyway. So I have the first caller in, Annapurna from San Ramon. Thank you for calling in, Annapurna. What is the book that you are looking? What aspect of your life you're looking to change so that I can send you the book, if you're a winner, that will impact your life in a positive way?
Actually, I'm a reader of books, and I read a lot of books. And if you want to share, I'm open to reading any book. And I was just switched on the radio, and I heard you speaking, and I was like, I really liked the fact that you were talking so much about books and how books can change your life, and that's very true. I share the same opinion. And I have tons of books I've read, but I would really love to... I just jumped in the conversation, so I don't know what you were really speaking about.
Okay, so let me give you a frame. Yeah, let me give you a frame. This will help you quickly, okay? Are you looking a book that will grow, that will help you grow financially, mentally, emotionally? Or are you looking for a book that helps you raise your standards? Or are you looking for a book that will help you set accountability for the next level of success? Are you looking for a book that creates balance in everything that you are doing? Are you looking for a book that will help you stretch a little bit? You have everything going great, but it'll stretch you a little bit, okay? Or are you looking for a book that will cheer you up? Because it validates that whatever you're doing already great. And the book validates because the author has done it and other people have already done it. Are you looking for a book that will help you deal with some of the unknowns in your life? What area are you looking?
Okay. I am very, very interested in books of biographies. Biographies of great people. Okay. I've read a lot of biographies. Clinton, Mahatma Gandhi, Obama, Einstein. Excellent. Tesla. So biographies of great people inspire me a lot, and I try to relate some of the things and try to emulate with them. And also anything on science inspires me a lot. Anything on science.
Okay, excellent. So I got the frame through which you are approaching. I promise you, I'm going to go look for a story of an individual who impacted my life. I think it could be Henry Ford or Benjamin Franklin. I do not know who, but I'm going to find their autobiography and I'm going to ship it to you. How about that?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Excellent. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to text me your address and your email. Okay, text me on the same number that you called me. Please text me on that number.
Thank you. I will.
Okay. You are the winner for now. Okay. And that's my commitment to you. If there are more callers, we'll go into a draw. But then, Annapurna, please do call in. And one of these days, you'll become a winner if you're not a winner today. Okay. But if you're a winner, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to ship you the right book.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anytime. Absolutely. Okay. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. And in the limited time that I have, I'm doing something that I otherwise cannot do with the show. I cannot do with a seminar or a workshop or one-on-one coaching or consulting. I cannot do what I'm trying to do here on the show today. So I am emptying my library, practically speaking, over the next few weeks, few months. I have no idea. We started this from last week. Benjamin was the winner of the book. We have one caller in. If you are looking to improve a certain aspect of your life and certain aspect of your game that you're playing, certain aspect of the outcomes that you already have got going, but you want to improve them, you want to grow up, you want to set standards, you want to become more accountable, you want to create more balance, you want to stretch yourself, you want looking for some support, whatever it is, you are dealing with unknowns, whatever that is, I think that there is an answer to that. And that is there in one of the books that I have in my possession. I want to gladly give it to you if you want to call in and participate in the draw. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. Annapurna, if you are listening and nobody is calling in, the book goes to you. Okay. Moving forward, here is something that I, you know, I did four consultations, in fact, four coaching calls today, each coaching call crossing about an hour and a half, four coaching calls today. And I made two points across all those coaching calls. Simply speaking, if you overcome laziness and you will be 50% successful in whatever you're doing. In other words, laziness eliminates, lack of focus, eliminates procrastination, and eliminates many other issues that are otherwise creating hindrance to success. Okay, if you remove laziness, then you are 50% in the game. Okay, the second part to this is, we as humans are fundamentally wired to the least path of resistance. Okay, we are wired to least path of resistance. Always we are looking for, okay, what shortcut can I take? Okay, what shortcut can I take? Now, if you somehow decide mentally to stop looking for shortcuts, okay, stop looking for shortcuts. In fact, we now know that there is no place worth going to. Okay, there are no shortcuts to any place worth going to. That's the best way to say that. There are no shortcuts to any place worth going to. There are no shortcuts. So somehow our brain is wired to always look for a shortcut, to cut the distance, cut the effort, reduce the time and get there. Okay. And here is what we know. In the pursuit of success, we need to somehow eliminate the least path of resistance. There will be resistance. Okay. There will be resentments. There will be not within us. There are people around us also who create obstacles for us. People who love us, I'll tell you, when I said I want to go climb Mount Everest, anybody, no, you're going to die. No, you're going to die. Look, all those numbers, all the stats, nobody, the numbers are not that bad. The stats are not that bad. It doesn't matter. I have driven that point. I have educated them, explained them. So I started to realize the Everest climbing has nothing to do with my mental, physical shape. It is more about educating other people or people who love me about Everest. That was the real Everest, by the way. And I know you are actually dealing with your own Everest. You are convincing people around you into believing something that you believe. And they somehow are stopping you because they love you. They love you. That's it. It's nothing wrong. They don't know better than you. So resistance is through them. Okay? It's not about us. We can fix the resistance within us somehow through the books and through reading, through self-exploration, all that. 888-818-0404. If you want to participate in the draw, and I'm giving away a book today here on air, a book that changed my life, that has changed many, and for all my coaching clients have read the books. I recommended these books to them. I haven't, some of them I've given my books, but most of them I asked them to buy. Because there's a difference between when you buy a book versus you borrow a book. There's a difference. Consistently, it has been seen people who buy books and read books usually end up making more progress in terms of pages, in terms of coverage in the book, as compared to people who borrow books and neither they're written nor they study. It's a very weird thing. I have an incredible index in my mind. I precisely remember the books that I've given to people. I have an index in my mind. I have not written what books I've given to whom, but I have an index in my mind. I in several years ago, I have given some books to some people, some of my friends, and I, in conversations during these times, I recollect and tell them, I gave you this book, what happened to it? As if I gave them my baby. You see, I gave them my baby. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. My time is running away. If you want to participate in the draw to get a book that changed my life and the lives of many of my clients, then all you have to do is call in with your name and where you're calling from. Let me know. I'll take your name into the draw. And I have one caller in. And if you are the second caller, we'll go into a draw. If not, the first caller implicitly wins the book. I will come back and do this consistently over the next few weeks and spreading this knowledge virus here on air that I'm giving away. Listen, giving a book away costs me, okay? I got the book, somehow I read the book, and then I held the book in with me for several years, and then I'm giving the book away. I'm shipping the book at my cost to you, okay? So it's costing me. It costed me to get the book. It is costing me to ship the book to you. But here is what, you know, something amazing also comes out of this, I know, which is this. Every time you send a book to someone, and obviously they will read because they you know, my hunch is they will read. They will come and they will share a story. Or they share an epiphany they got from reading the book. Sometimes I might have overlooked that aspect. They teach me, my clients teach me about what they read in these books that I recommended they should read. Okay, so here is a book that I recommend that you should read. Anyone, if you are any which way, you are a success-minded individual, you're looking for your higher self, you want to overcome all your lower self, you want to overcome your victim mindset, you want to you want to live by your own standards, you are tired and frustrated with the standards that are set by people around you who are otherwise pulling you to mediocrity, here is what I suggest that you do today. Okay, get the second best book ever written on self-improvement, which is Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. Get that book, read that book. I don't get paid for saying that. That book changed the lives of many people, my life. In fact, I was so eager to meet this author, Viktor Frankl, that I was a little late coming to America. He just passed away after I came to America. I couldn't meet him. But Viktor Frankl, the book Man's Search for Meaning will change your life. If you cannot understand the book or the author's name, text me on this number, 888-818-0404, and I'll send you the name of the book and the author's name. That's the start. That's where you start. If you are new to your self-improvement journey, you're in the middle of your journey, you're about to, you accomplished everything in your life, and you are questioning what is going to be my new journey from here on because I'm already done, accomplished everything, then read that book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. That is where I would start. If you want to participate in the draw, I have hardly a minute remaining. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. I don't know if I can get you in, but you try calling that number. And if you can give me your name, where you're calling from, I'll take your name into the draw and get you the book if you are the winner. Okay, so time is running away. Now, so I don't think we can take the call in and we can also do the draw. So Annapurna, you are the winner of the book draw today, as a part of today's show. Okay, so all you have to do is text me your full address and your email to 888-818-0404. Give me about 3 to 5 days. Hopefully by the next week, you will get by next show, next Tuesday, you will get the book. And the minute you get the book, wrap it up. Hardly, it should not take more than 2 days to read it, okay? Okay. Ha. Okay. Okay. Ramya, you just called in. How are you? I'm sorry, I can't take your, you into the draw because I just announced Annapurna, but I will take your name into the next week's draw, and I will make sure that, we'll do the draw next week. Is that okay?
Hello?
Okay, yeah. Ramya, you heard me? You heard what I said?
Yeah, I heard you what you said. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So I took your name and I want to put in the draw for next week and we will see where it goes. Okay. Sorry, we just wrapped up the draw. Okay. Okay. So my time is up. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for those calls. And I think it's going to catch up from this point on. So SriniSaripalli.com is where you can get the recording of this show. And again, tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 right here on Bali 92.3 FM. Thank you all. Bye now.